So the epistle for the feast of Christ the King is taken from St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and in him. And he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he hath hold the primacy, because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on the earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 18. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this of thyself, or have others told it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief of priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, and that I should give testimony to the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Please be seated. King of kings and Lord of lords, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, as we approach the end of the liturgical year, Holy Mother, the Church directs our eyes to the heavenly Jerusalem to remind us that we are not created for this world, that we are created for the next, that we are created for heaven. And the preface for the Requiem Mass, it says, "Vita mutatur non tolitur." Life is not changed. Life is changed, but not taken away. And so it's a reminder to us that we are to live for the next life. And so therefore, as we are in the militant church fighting for this, fighting to make Christ our King, we have this apocalyptic vision that is given of our Lord. In the book of the Apocalypse, it talks about our Lord being this King of kings and this Lord of lords. It says, "And he was clothed with a garment sprinkled with blood, and his name is called the Word of God." So a lot of people will say that the Apocalypse talks about the end times. And from that, people will also mention how seemingly that we live in these end times. And so therefore, it's good for us to be familiar with the Apocalypse, this last book of sacred scripture. Especially they mention how chapters 8 through 13 refer to and talk about the end times. So in a way, it's good for us to be familiar with that, to think about that, to read it, to see what it says. But very clearly, it mentions in there about our Lord, that he is this King of kings, this Lord of lords for us. That he has dominion over all things. Which in some ways it can be frustrating to us when we look at the world around us and we see how the world is going against our Lord. As I mentioned, the small example of Halloween and how that is a mockery of our faith. But there's many things that we can say, mock our faith, mock our belief in God, that challenge us to believe in Almighty God. And that's the world that we live in. That's the world around us. And so that is why it's so important for us to recognize this feast day. This feast that our scouts recognize as their patron, Christ the King. That they are meant to live their life according to having Christ truly as their King. And so that's for all of us to recognize and to put into practice in our lives that our Lord has dominion over all things, that He is this King. And having dominion over all things, therefore we're meant to give Him His proper honor and worship. We talked about that when we looked at that example that our Lord gives about the image that is on the coin. You know, render to God what is God's. And I mentioned to you that is our idea that we should always give the honor and glory that is due to Almighty God. And so on this Sunday also, it gives us that opportunity to reflect and to think about that. The honor that is due to Christ the King, that He must be the King of our hearts, King of our souls, King of our families, the King of our parish. So this apocalyptic vision that was given to us, it helps us to reflect upon that and to think about that our Lord is this King of all kings, that He is the Lord of all lords. He has dominion over every single thing. I mean, that is why the holy man Job, a few Sundays ago when we had him in the Mass itself, he had said, the Lord gives, the Lord taketh away. But he recognized these things. It's like, yes, God gives us things, but God can also take them away because He has dominion over everything. And He has dominion over every single thing for us. And so therefore, that is what we must try to live our lives for. When our Lord even talks about, you know, you would not have power over me if it was not given to you. Even to earthly people, earthly kings, earthly presidents, whatever it may be. Their power comes from God. They may misuse it, yes. But that authority comes to them from God. And therefore, they will be responsible for the use of that. Any authority that is given to us, you parents, your authority over your children, as pastor, the authority I have over the parish, we will be judged based upon that and the use of that. If we misuse it, we will be judged accordingly. If we try to use it for the honor and the glory of God, therefore it will be something that will be a crown for us in heaven. And so that is why it's so important for us to realize that, to pray for our leaders. I mean, God knows that they need our prayers. One, just because of the office and the capacity that they have. The responsibility that is given to us, the Holy Father, the Pope, He needs our prayers. And so through these things, we know that all authority comes from God. And so therefore, we must try to use it well. And that is why Job says what he does. He is resigned completely then to God's will. God gives to us, God takes it away, it doesn't really matter. Blessed be God. And how often do we, in our times of difficulties and crosses and trials, do we say, blessed be God? How difficult it is for us. But yet we must say that. And as I say, even amongst this world that we live in, it must be also something that we realize. God has control over this. Maybe it seems like He stepped back a bit and allowed the people of the world to seemingly rule, but it's not the case. It is all within His vision. And that is where then we sometimes we have to recognize that fact. There's a supernatural problem in this world that's going to require a supernatural answer. And that will only come from Almighty God. We do what we can. We do our duty of state. We try to do it for the love of God. We give the honor and glory to God like today on this great feast. But besides that, we pray and we sacrifice and we leave the rest in God's hands. And so that is where we must have that trust in Almighty God. And we know that our Lord's kingdom has already come because it was at the defeat of Satan. Through His death and His resurrection, He defeated sin. It was this victory over that He won. And so we know that our Lord's kingdom has come. And so now it's important for us to show that honor and glory that is due to God. To render back to God what is God's. And as I say, very easily that reminds us of our obligation on Sundays and holy days of obligation. I mean, today we'll have the procession, God willing, that you'll be able to take part in. If you're not able to make the walk outside, to stay in the church for the final benediction then. And as I say, that we make this consecration of the human race to our Lord. and the indulgences that we gain from making that. It's our way to give honor and glory to God. And then All Saints Day coming up is a holy day of obligation. Granted, some of you may have to work to support your family. But the obligation is still there to give the honor and glory to God. It is a must for us. I mean, granted, we only have the one Mass, which I apologize about. But still, we have to try to give that honor and glory to God. And so these are the things that when we read in the gospel account, we read the words of our Lord and all these different things, it shows clearly to us what he is meaning. Rendering to God what is God's. And then for this feast being instituted, it was to recognize that our Lord is truly the King. And so let us pray and let us think about that. Our Lord will come again as judge, and he will judge us based on our actions. He will judge us based on how we have used the authority that is given to us. He will judge us how we have given him his honor and his glory. Have we given it to him? And so that is where the judgment will come for all of our souls. When he comes again as our judge. So let us pray that we be faithful to that, that we truly render to God what is God's. And to think about the words of our Lord, he says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.